We're delighted to have the head basketball coach, longtime athletic director, Ryan Cottingham, joining us. Ryan, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. To be on the Nooner with the Jackson legend, GOC.
Here we go.
Here in Denny. Does it get any better than this? I mean, are you, this is like
Where would you rather be? Nowhere. Where would you
I'd rather be. Now, if Jared Vickers was with us, that's the only thing that would make this better. But I'm elated to be here, man.
You have not changed at all.
Why change, right? I'm going to grow old but not grow up.
Yeah, I remember when you played. And you looked about 9 years old, and now you, 30 years later, you look like you're about 30.
Well, thank you very much. I take that as a compliment. Time flies, doesn't it? I mean, we're talking about years. You know, you're saying, oh, vet, I mean, it's my 19th year at Spring Arbor. You've been doing it's crazy.
It flies, man.
It flies. It's been a blast.
Well, I remember when you played and you took over as coach, and I went, what? He just played. He's going to be the coach?
Yeah, you know, similar to Coach Markin here, Hank Burbridge is the one who gave me the opportunity. I was 27 years old. I remember sitting in his living room, and he's, so you think you can do this? You know, it's like the Godfather looking at me. I'm sitting there. Yeah, I can. I think I can. And blessed and fortunate. Again, it's a special place and privileged to be in the role that I am.
Well, like Ryan here, you played there, and you're a lifer.
Well, to this point in my life, yeah.
You are.
We'll see, but it's been a great
labor of love.
No question. No question. An honor and a privilege, man. Loving every day. And when you're around great people, you know, I feel like I've been stretched and grown in so many ways, professionally, personally. And now as I'm, you know, my 19th year as the head coach, I went away for a few years, GOC. I was up at Alma College where I started. I did 3 years as an assistant there before I came back and helped out, Doug Knoll. He was still the head coach. That's who I followed. I actually played for Doug, here at Spring Arbor. The people are incredible. Now I've got the student athletes that we get to pour into are amazing. Our staff, Brandon Ballmer, associate head coach, Jim Brown, longtime Lenawee Christian head coach, had some great success down there, and Josh Trope, who won a state title at Milan, was then coaching at Chelsea for a few years. He teaches over at Chelsea, drives over. They're the key, man. You get yourself, surround yourself with good people and get out of the way. That's what we've been able to do.
Well, you probably do a little more than that. Don't you?
On
you get any technicals this year?
No technicals.
That's good, man.
It's been a while.
That's good.
I've mellowed out, man.
That's good stuff. How's the team doing this year?
Got off to a good start. We're 17-4 right now, but we're in the toughest Crossroads League. Is the toughest league in the country. We've got five teams in the top 25. We're currently 13th. We just lost to number 2 ranked St. Francis. They beat us twice. Now they're really playing well. Indiana Wesleyan, who we have on Saturday, they're ranked 6th. Bethel College is 11th. So every night's a dogfight. It's great. It's how you're going to get better. Bring it on. You got to show up, man. You got to compete.
Your program's not any different than the baseball program as far as recruiting and building a program, Ryan?
Highly competitive. It's all about recruiting, right? And we're talking about that. We were waiting here. And this, you know, it's crazy. This place, when I walked in and you were talking, this place was packed. I mean, Denny's is hopping. It was standing room only. By the time Coach Markin got done, there's like nobody left in here. I'm thinking, can we get these people to come back in? What's going on here, man? I thought he had good information. I don't know.
They all went out to get their balls and gloves.
Yeah, maybe they're getting ready for the clinic. You know, we got two clinics coming up. No, we're thrilled. Coach Markin's doing a phenomenal job. Recruiting is such a key, and Coach touched on that a little bit. Finding the right fit is huge, and you want talent, you want character, you want guys that want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, as the old Bo Schembechler, you know, late Bo, the team is all, and that's what we talk about, the team, and it's family, and that's important to us.
What folks in Jackson, if they come out to Spring Arbor, what are they going to see?
They're going to see a high level of basketball. I don't think people realize, you know, small college, you're not going to see us on TV. It's not Michigan State or Michigan, although I wouldn't have wanted to be Michigan last night. I know you alluded to that earlier. We all stub our toes, though, right? I mean, to play 30 games, you're not going to be at your best every night. But you're going to see a high-caliber basketball, very, very unselfish, fundamentally sound, guys that compete the right way for the right reasons. And, they represent Spring Arbor University, our program, and their families exceptionally well.
It is a terrific brand of basketball. More people should be out there. Would you agree?
Well, I would agree. You know, it's exciting, GOC. This summer, we are renovating the fieldhouse. That's the original, 1975, when the doors opened. And we got the original bleachers, and everything's the same, with the exception of the hardwood floor. About 8 years ago, we refurbished the hardwood floor. But we did have
the tartan for quite a while, didn't you?
Well, we still have the tartan on around the outside of it. Yeah. That's that original, right? And so we've got a couple donors have stepped up, and we are going to go through a major renovation with all new seating. We're going to get stadium seating and enclose it, and sound system, and
long overdue,
which is going to help with recruiting. It goes back to recruiting, because kids are shopping today, right? They're comparing, and so you've got to have facilities that are comparable to the other schools.
Yeah, it's amazing. The facilities, what has happened? You've seen it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and it's an arms race. It really is, and everybody's trying to outdo the school down the street, or the 50 miles away. And so this is going to really put us on par with the schools that we are consistently recruiting against.
Now, different for you as opposed to Beeline, you've got kids that are probably going to be there 4 years.
Yeah, no question. Hopefully four. Some will take five. If they're going into education. But you're right, we're going to hammer that, the degree. And what's great about those four-year kids, the chemistry that you build, when you have those one-year, one-and-done kids that, you know, Beeline has or Izzo has, I mean, they're great. But when you have that turnover, that the chemistry is what we're able to develop, and that's huge. And then they're able to pass that on to those young guys coming after them. The culture that Coach Markin alluded to earlier, which is so huge.
And what you get to see is the continued growth of those kids for 4 or 5 years.
And if we're lucky, we get to see it for the rest of their lives, right? When you've been in a while, they start coming back. Ran into, the Mounties, JV and freshman team. They have two coaches that were Spring Arbor guys that played for me. Derek Anspaugh, who played out at Northwest High School. Josh Brandt, the freshman coach. And John Moffitt, he actually played for Coach Knoll. But all Spring Arbor guys. And to see Josh Brandt and his children, so when you get to see your former players and what they're doing, they go on to be successful husbands and fathers and businessmen, that's when you know you're doing things right.
Yeah, nice to see Moffitt get back into it.
Yeah, real excited about that and the job he's doing. Of course, I think of their tremendous leadership out there with their superintendent. He's an alum of Spring Arbor and played baseball as well. And so excited to see what John Moffitt is able to do. It's not going to be a quick fix or turnaround, but he'll be in it for the long haul, and he's going to do a great job.
Well, tell us a little bit about your team.
Yeah, we've got a point guard from Warsaw, Indiana, a sophomore named Paul Marindet, and he's probably, because as coaches, you're only as good as your players, and it's all about the players. Again, coaches, don't overcoach, stay out of the way. He's one of the top players in the league, and he's averaging about 22 a game in the Crossroads League, and so we're really fortunate to have him. But team's very unselfish. He's unselfish. He sets the tone. I think the heart of our team is a 6'6 guy from up north, and his name is Jeff Beckman from Shelby High School, is where he went. He leads the league in rebounds. Just a blue-collar kid diving on the floor. He's grunting, he's groaning, and he's just doing the little things that
Shelby, a phenomenal basketball program.
Well, they've had a lot of success up there. Yeah, they sure have. He's got a cousin or a couple cousins that play at Hope College, so it's a basketball family, and he's got a cousin that's we like to get on our girls team. She's pretty good, so hopefully if she's listening, we can influence her to come down to Spring Harbor, GOC.
So some good talent if you roll out there. Those are good games.
Our talent's getting better and better all the time. We've already added two recruits for next year. We've got a young man coming out of Medina, Ohio, 6'7", Tyler Kaminsky, 225 pounds that we're really pleased with. We have a young man that's transferring in originally from Midland High School, and then he was at Lawrence Tech. And so we're excited to have him on board as well. We've got a couple more guys a couple more spots we're trying to fill.
So you're doing the double duty. You're trying to appease all the players, all the coaches, and all the fans, being the athletic director. You're right in the middle of everything.
I can't keep anybody happy, but if I can keep my wife happy and my kid, I'm off to a good start. No, bless. Incredible staff. at Spring Arbor. Our administrative assistant, Lori Cornell, she runs our department. She's the glue, but our coaches are incredible. Coach Mark, and you think, you know, if Coach Chris, they won their second national championship in 3 years, women's soccer. We're so blessed to have him.
He was supposed to be here.
Yeah, he's supposed to be here. I think he's traveling. He's probably on vacation after winning another national title. And so, well deserved. You'll be able to get him on the show. But no, you go right down the list of the staff that we have. It's pretty remarkable. Because I couldn't do the AD thing. It's a team thing. Couldn't do it without him. Ryan Frost, Betsy Martinez, our assistant ADs, they're phenomenal. And then I talked earlier about our assistant coaches. I couldn't do the basketball thing without them or juggle the different responsibilities that I have.
What issues do you run into?
Well, what's great at this level, and I've never coached at the high school level, just been recruiting. We don't have the parent issues that I see a lot of times at the high school level that I think can detract from what athletics is all about. And certainly winning is always the goal. It's never the purpose. And parents are important. We just want them to play the right role. They need to be the incredible encouragers and supporters. And so we've got great parents, and we let them buy food and feed our guys and get involved in that way. But we've got enough coaches, so fortunately they don't try to do that for us.
Bring the food and don't coach.
Bring the food, or we just had parents buy us Chick-fil-A on our way home, and the guys love Chick-fil-A, and we've got a big potluck style meal going on after our game tomorrow, so we're looking forward to
you
that.
You bring them to Denny's.
I am, Freddie. Look, it's been a while. This place is incredible, man. The renovations, I'm sold. I'm in. Denny's, get out here right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, keep up the great work. I appreciate you guys coming out today.
What an honor and a privilege, GOC. Thanks for all you do for Jackson and for Spring Arbor, man.
Good luck the rest of the year. Sounds like you got a good one going.
Yeah, it's all how you finish. So we'll see. We've got 9 more games, and hopefully we'll finish well.
Take a break. We'll be back at Denny's. Again, Ryan Cottingham, Ryan Markin from Spring Arbor University.